On the connection between supermassive black hole and galaxy growth in the reionization epoch, by Junyao Li et al. The correlation between the mass of supermassive black holes, SMBHs, MBH, and their host galaxies, MSTA, in the reionization epoch provides valuable constraints on how their growth are jointly assembled in the early universe. High redshift quasars typically have a MBH-MSTA ratio significantly elevated in comparison to the local value. However, it is unclear by how much this apparent offset is driven by observational biases for the most distant quasars. To address this issue, we model the sample selection and measurement biases for a compilation of 20 quasars at Z approximately 6 with host properties based on ALMA observations. We find that the observed distribution of quasars in the MBH-MSTA plane could be fully reproduced by assuming that the underlying SMBH populations at Z approximately 6 follow the relationship in the local universe. However, a positive or even a negative evolution in MBH-MSTA can also explain the data, depending on how the intrinsic scatter evolves and the strength of various systematic uncertainties. This imposes critical requirements on improving the accuracy of mass measurements and expanding the current sample to lower MBH limits to break degeneracies. Interestingly, quasars that are significant outliers in MBH-MSTA tend to move towards the local relation given their instantaneous BH accretion rate and star formation rate. This may provide tentative evidence that a self-regulated SMBH galaxy coevolution scenario is already in place at Z approximately 6, with AGN feedback being a possible driver. This was On the Connection Between Supermassive Black Hole and Galaxy Growth in the Reionization Epoch, by Junyao Li et al.